Senate Republicans have stopped an election year measure Democrats say would lead to equal pay for women. AP Capitol Hill correspondent Jerry Boatlander.
The Paycheck Fairness Bill was 7 votes short of the 60 needed to clear a procedural hurdle. It is the third straight election year where Senate Democrats have pushed the bill that would make it harder for employers to pay women less than men for comparable work, and the third time Republicans have blocked it. Democrats hope it helps win support from women in the November elections.
Republicans say the Democrats refuse to consider any of their proposals for that measure, and they say it would lead to frivolous lawsuits. Fewer than 350 doctors raked in $3 million or more each in Medicare payments. An analysis by the Associated Press finds that one, Florida ophthalmologist Solomon Melgen, was paid nearly $21 million by the government. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
It's 57 degrees at 4:03. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Stein for the WCRX Sports Center. And we got some good news for you Blackhawks fans, so stay tuned. And what the San Francisco Giants did for a sick kid will touch your heart. Stay tuned. Here's some encouraging news for you Chicago Blackhawks fans. Patrick Kane practiced today. He wore a brace on his left knee but thinks that it will not affect his play. As the Hawks tonight will take on the Canucks, puck drops at 7 p.m. Joakim Noah said he will not play for France in this summer's FIFA World Cup tournament. While in Derrick Rose news, he will likely make his return to United Center this summer, but not for the Bulls, but for Team USA, as Team USA will play some exhibition games here this summer. The Bulls tonight are in Minnesota. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. And if you didn't hear, Ronnie Brewer is back. He was a key cog in the Bulls' defense and was part of that famous bench mob. In the Bears, the Bears claimed former Skins receiver Josh Bellamy off waivers and signed tight end Matt Mulligan to a one-year deal. While the Bears and the long snapper Patrick Munnerly are still waiting on each other's decision from Patrick Munnerly of whether he's going to retire or come back as a Bear. If he does come back, it'll be his 17th year with the team. And yesterday, the Cubs came out short to the Pirates 7-6. Tonight, they look to rebound against those Pirates at 7-5 as Jason Hamill opposes Wandy Rodriguez. Last night, the Sox cranked out 6 home runs, 2 for Jose Abreu, and 2 for Vicente Garcia, and 1 for Tyler Flowers and Alexi Ramirez. And right now, as the Sox are taking on the Rockies, the score is 4-3. As last inning in the top of the 5th inning, Connor Gillespie has a clutch 2-out RBI single, actually 2-run single, to take the 4-3 lead. As the Sox are currently in the 5th inning with 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th inning. And the San Francisco Giants had a special treat on opening day on Tuesday. The kid's name was Bat Kid. He threw out the first pitch for their home opener wearing a Batman costume with another Batman. Back in November, the Make-A-Wish Foundation turned the Bay Area into a scene of a comic book movie for this 5-year-old, whose name is Miles Scott, while he ran around the town saving the city's population from chaos and mayhem while living out his lifelong dream of being Batman. Before he went out to pitch, he entered in a Batman sports car and was escorted by Giants ace Matt Cain. To see the video and pictures of his day on opening day throwing out the pitch, check out our Facebook page, Chicago's Underground. And take a look at WCRX weather. Right now it's 57 O'Hare, 57 at Midway, and 55 at WCRX. From WCRX Sports Center, I'm Jeff Stein, and have a good day.